From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. U.S. politicians come together after shooting. Washington reacts after a gunman opened fire on a sports practice involving politicians Wednesday morning. U.S. Congressman Stephen Scalise was one of several people shot Wednesday in Alexandria, Virginia, while he and other Republican congressional lawmakers were practicing for an annual baseball game. House Speaker Paul Ryan addressed the House moments ago, saying both Republicans and Democrats must stand united.
I ask each of you to join me to resolve to come together, to lift each other up, and to show the country, to show the world, that we are one house, the people's house, united in our humanity. It is that humanity which will win the day, and it always will.
President Donald Trump said the gunman died from his injuries. Police and lawmakers have confirmed a total of 5 people were injured by the gunman: Scalise, 2 Capitol Police officers, and 2 others. Many praise the Capitol Police officers for stopping the gunman. Here's the president.
Many lives would have been lost if not for the heroic actions of the 2 Capitol Police officers who took down the gunman despite sustaining gunshot wounds during a very, very brutal assault.
Scalise is the 3rd ranking Republican in Congress. The shooter has been identified as 66-year-old James T. Hodgkinson of Belleville, Illinois, according to government officials. Scalise's office says a 51-year-old lawmaker is in stable condition at a Washington hospital. The congressional baseball game will go on as scheduled on Thursday. This is VOA News. Grief turned to anger as firefighters continued to battle one of London's biggest fire disasters in recent memory, and leaders faced questions about possible fire safety violations. London's Mayor Sadiq Khan addressed the situation.
Can I just confirm that the focus of the experts today is the search and rescue? Very soon, I'm afraid, it'll move on to recovery. But there are genuine concerns, reasonable concerns, that have been raised during the course of the night. And it's really important that these questions are answered. I'll be demanding answers, and I can reassure you that I'll be ensuring that we have independence in relation to the reassurance we need. We also need to make sure that lessons are learned.
Police say at least 12 people were killed as a rapidly moving blaze raced through a 24-story apartment building in West London in the pre-dawn hours Wednesday, trapping residents. The death toll was expected to rise as firefighters went floor to floor, dousing the remaining flames and searching for survivors and victims in the high-rise. Grenfell Tower, which is the building that caught fire, contained an estimated 120 apartments and was home to as many as 600 people. The building is in an ethnically diverse, densely populated area, North Kensington. Among those missing on Wednesday were a number of children. Islamic State militants captured parts of Afghanistan's Tora Bora region Tuesday night after days of heavy fighting with Afghan Taliban and pro-government militias. Intense fighting started in the region almost a week ago when IS militants attacked Taliban positions. Initially, the Taliban managed to repel the attack and pushed IS back. Local pro-Afghan government militias that would usually be opposed to the Taliban also fought IS. It was not clear whether they fought with the Taliban or separately, and whether the two sides had a de facto temporary truce while they fought their common enemy. U.S. congressional Democratic lawmakers have filed a federal lawsuit accusing President Donald Trump of accepting foreign money through his various business interests in violation of the U.S. Constitution. An American college student held in North Korea for 17 months has returned home. 22-year-old Otto Warmbier was immediately transported to a hospital after the airplane carrying him from North Korea landed in Cincinnati, Ohio, late Tuesday night. Warmbier's parents said their son has been in a coma for more than a year and described his release as a medical evacuation. North Korea had sentenced Warmbier to a 15-year prison term for attempting to steal a propaganda poster. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.